Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The spirit of a rogue. There's a spirit of a rogue, a thief that's roaming around amongst us. He's trying to steal your identity and your actual place and position in this earth. You know, I want you to think just for a moment. Take a look around you, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your family, and in your world, and for sure in your own personal life. And you can tell a lot about what's happening if you know what you're looking for. Remember the scripture, John 10 and verse 10. It says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." That's Jesus talking. He said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." God came to give us abundant life. He didn't come to give us a little piece of raggedy life like we're living, the church is living now. And I'm really not talking about the world, because the world is excelling high above Christians, above the church, a lot of them. And you can almost say most of them. You know, the church is still looking like beggars and paupers. And that's not what we're supposed to be. God has made us much more valuable and has imparted so much more in us than we're even using. So this is what this scripture is talking about. Is that Satan come to destroy? He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. And remember, I want you to remember this scripture also, 1 Peter 5:8. And he tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking around seeking whom he may devour. Now, you know what devour means. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. That's his whole mission. That's his whole purpose. So, you know, people are seeing things happening in their lives, within their families, things that something like depression, oppression, murder, hatred, and spirits of stinginess. I mean, this is a spirit of stinginess. You have folk in the family who won't part with a dime to help another member of the family. They, you know, they feel, well, like, I don't have enough to take care of my own self and my own, so I don't have anything to give. You know, suppose that widow woman in 1 Kings chapter 17, suppose she would have told Elijah that she wasn't going to give him any water, because he asked her for a little water. And suppose she didn't share that last little piece of bread with him, because what she said was that it was just for her and her son to eat, and then they would die, because that was all that they had. God had already prepared a huge blessing for that woman. But let me tell you something. If she would have used that stingy mentality, as we call it here on this earth today, if she'd have used that stingy mentality, and it would have prevented her, you know, it would have prevented that woman from giving that prophet a little water and a little bread. She would not have had been sustained for many days, because the Bible says that that barrel of meal wasted not, neither did that cruse of oil fail. But if she hadn't given that food, that little water and that food to the prophet, you know, her and her son would have eaten that last little meal, drink that last little water, and they would have died just like she said they would. Oh, but look at God. Saints of God, these are not just little cute stories in the Bible. These are actual happenings to show us how to give, how to open our hearts and give to others who are less fortunate than we are. That's what they're for. That's what the word is for. It's to show us what God would have us to know and do. You know, giving is a kingdom doctrine. It is just as much a part of the kingdom of God as paying your tithes or healing the sick and raising the dead. And we know that's all through the Bible. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's all they talk about, because that was where Jesus ministered at. That was what he came to do. Destroy all the works of the devil. And don't be deceived. Sickness and disease is a work of the devil. Being poor and in poverty is a work of the devil. It's him covering, Satan is covering your mind so you don't know what's going on. Don't be deceived. Read the word of God. Pray and ask God to give you an understanding, and he will. But we have allowed the rogue Satan to steal our identity and our ways, you know, the way the word is supposed to act in us and the way we're supposed to interact with the word. We've allowed him to steal that, you know, and our works in the spirit. And he's allowed, we've allowed him to turn us into a natural, just a real natural person. And we are the church. We're supernatural. We're just not natural. But we have allowed Satan to turn the things that we're supposed to do into a natural occurrence, into natural things. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, giving is God's idea. And it's supernatural. And it will yield supernatural fruits. Saints of God, I'm telling you this because we need the fruits of righteousness to be in our life. And the only way we're going to get it is through spiritual means. You know, the supernatural is governed by the Spirit. And that's the only way we're going to yield spiritual fruits. When we give, there's a law that accompanies our giving. And we're going to look at that in Luke 6 and 38. And here's what it says. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Not God, but men shall give into your bosom. For the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. See, you can give a little, you'll get a little back. You can give a lot, and you'll get a lot back. Some people think that you can give any amount, and God is going to just pour out the windows, open the windows of heaven, and just pour out you a blessing that you don't have room to receive. But in this chapter, in Luke 6 and 38, he said he's going to cause men to give to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's how he's going to give it to you. And the way he's going to give it to you is the way you give it to others. If you give them a little, he's going to let them give you a little. If you give them a lot, he's going to see to it that they give you a lot. That's the way God operates. You know, God is not a liar. He does not lie, and he cannot lie. But we know who the liar is. Satan is a liar, and he's a thief, and he has captured or stolen our spiritual identity from the people of God. He has stolen it from us, so they won't even know or understand or even see in the spirit all that they have. You know, they can only see in the physical, the tangible possessions and the ways that they're living. You know, yeah, and they're not possessing the things that God has given them to possess, because they only can see in the spirit, and they're missing the blessings that God has given us. I'm talking about the church. You know, Satan has stolen the blessings from from the church. He has blinded the eyes of most Christians so that they can't even see what God has given them. So let me tell you, there are evil spirits that sent from the enemy, and they are all around you. They're vying and competing and contending for your identity. You know, they're trying to cover it up and to keep you from realizing your inheritance and your proper place in the kingdom of God. You know, mainly he wants to prevent you from discovering who you are and your self-worth. See, we're worth a lot, you know? And if he can keep us from seeing these two things, then you know what he can do? He can keep us broke, disgusted, and he can keep us from fulfilling the work and the calling of God that he has on our life, just like he tried to do David and his men. You know, he tried to prevent them. David and his men were running around hiding in caves and in the woods because Saul was looking for him to kill him. You know, the enemies that we're against, that's working against us, you know, they're not such as the ones that was trying to kill David. They were flesh and blood. They were men. The people that were after David, they were men, and they had spears, and they were ready and shields, and they were ready to kill the moment they saw him. Saul told him, kill him. That's what he wanted them to do. But the enemies that we're fighting, you know, they're evil spirits. You know, they are evil spirits. And, you know, it's up to us to understand and know that we're fighting an invisible army. David was fighting a visible army, a flesh and blood army. But we're fighting spirits, you know. Satan is the prince and power of the air, and he comes to kill and to destroy your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit, your dreams, your hopes. Oh my God, he come to take your desires away from you. He come to take your family, your friends, your world as Christians. He come to take that and keep you from seeing it. He don't even want you to see the world, the Christian world that God has made for us. And he doesn't care how he does it. You know, he walks around totally in control when you don't see and don't understand what he's doing. You know, and then we walk around totally oblivious to what's going on. And how many know, saints, we can't do that? You know, we're fighting one another when it's the spirits that's in people that we should be fighting. We should not be fighting one another. It's the spirits that's in people. And people allow evil spirits in them because they don't want to listen to what God say. They don't know the truth. They haven't been taught the word of God. They don't want to know the word of God. You know, it's like that old scary science fiction movie that I saw a long time ago. It's called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And this doctor had gone away, and when he returned home, people were being replaced by alien plant spores, you know, while they were asleep. These alien spores, they were capable of producing the exact identity, a copy of a person, their physical traits, you know, their memories, personalities, and so forth and so on. Just like Satan is trying to do to us today, he's trying to replace or block us from knowing, from even knowing, you know, who we are and who God, how God holds us in such highest esteem, so powerful, this